You may wonder why, in my 88th year, I am choosing to record these chats when I could be sitting in a chair reading, relaxing, or just letting the world go by. Actually, it's the fact of my age is precisely one of the reasons that I'm doing this. Here I am, very much at the end of my life, wondering how I can still be useful in the Lord's service, especially now that I am more limited in getting out and about. One of the old hymns that's very precious to me is the hymn, O Jesus, I have promised. What have I promised? To serve thee to the end. C.T. Studd, the missionary to China of yesteryear, is quoted as saying, only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last. The Apostle Paul says in his second letter to Pastor Timothy, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. So, very conscious, therefore, that my life has almost passed. I have been seeking guidance as to how best to use the time remaining to me. How can I continue to serve my Lord and Saviour from my home, now that my home is where I spend most of my time? It is the question that many of us older Christians ask ourselves. So that's the first reason for this new venture. Secondly, as you will know if you're listening to this podcast on our website kilbrideministries.com was launched in 2014 to make available my husband Harry's ministry to any who could benefit from it. Over the nearly 3 years since Harry went into the presence of his Lord and Saviour, I have been adding some of his written material to our website, as well as his audio recordings. I am very grateful to my family and my pastors here in Poole for their encouragement to keep the website running to the present time. Recently, while I was thinking about the website ministry, it came to my mind that many years ago, alongside my husband's ministry and under his direction, I used to give talks to women's groups, sometimes outside the church, sometimes women's groups in the church. It occurred to me that maybe those talks could be updated, typed into the computer, and added to the website for the benefit of any women who might find them helpful. I shared this idea with family members who were very encouraging about the idea. I happened to be talking to my pastor just around Christmas time, and I shared with him my thinking about the articles and the website for his input and advice. His immediate response was, I have a better idea. Why don't you record the talks and post them as podcasts on the website? Well, that certainly gave me food for thought over these past few weeks, hence this new venture. Thirdly, and most importantly, I am encouraged by Scripture to share with other women God's love and faithfulness to me over my long life. Again, I take the words of the Apostle Paul to Timothy as my encouragement until I am called home to glory. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it, and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. I certainly have known the Scriptures and been brought up in them from infancy. My earliest memories are of the chapel round the corner from where we lived. Born in 1937, I have lived through a lot of history, and I have personal memories of a lot of the momentous events that have taken place over these past 70 to 80 years. I grew up in World War II and its aftermath, the creation of the State of Israel, and the subsequent wars right up to the present day. We were actually in Israel with a church party when war broke out with Lebanon in 1982. The Cold War, the Berlin Wall and its fall, wars in Korea, Vietnam, Kosovo, the Falkland Islands, etc., etc. I've seen the deaths and burials of King George VI, Winston Churchill, and Princess Diana, the entire reign of Queen Elizabeth II, the collapse of communism and the Soviet Union, man on the moon, the creation of the internet, 9/11, to name just a few. Personally, I have known hopes and successes, as well as failures and the consequences that followed. I was married for 64 years to the man I met at college in the mid-1950s, who was my life partner and alongside whom I served the Lord until the Lord took him home to heaven, as I've said, nearly 3 years ago. I have raised 4 children, and I've lived for extended periods on both sides of the Atlantic. I'm currently living through the loss and loneliness of bereavement, but through it all, I can testify to the truth of Romans 8, verse 28, that even when I cannot understand the whys and wherefores of what is happening to and around me, yet I know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. I'm reminded of the song of Andre Crouch, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. So then, this is my first chat, podcast, or whatever you want to call it. We think we are very up to date with podcasts, etc., and chats. But actually, it was someone started chats almost 100 years ago. We've just witnessed the inauguration of President Trump for his second term on January the 20th. Way back nearly 100 years ago, in 1933, there was a newly inaugurated American president, name of Franklin D. Roosevelt. He wanted a way to communicate with the American people in very uncertain times. History buffs will know that in 1933, America was recovering from the Great Depression of 1930 and facing worrying trends and actions in Europe. What's new? Franklin Roosevelt instituted a series of evening broadcasts which he called Fireside Chats. He spoke directly to the American people and conveyed calm in the middle of depression and despair. The chats varied in length from 11 to 44 minutes and were very popular throughout his presidencies. They were described at the time as a revolutionary experiment, quote, with a nascent media platform. In other words, the first podcast on the social media of the time, radio. Who then could have imagined the world of X, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, the world of my 16-year-old granddaughter? Well, to wrap up this introduction, these chats will not be long, around 5 to 10 minutes, and I pray that the Lord will use them to his honour and glory, and to the blessing of any who might listen to them. Next time, a question of identity. Who am I?